listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our Set Apart to Serve series. Today we head to Concordia University, St. Paul. We'll learn about the churchwork programs there and meet some of the theology professors there as well. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University, St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Reed Lessing, Professor of Theology and Ministry and Director of the Center for Biblical Studies at Concordia University, St. Paul. Dr. Lessing, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks, Andy. Good to be here.
We've enjoyed many of our conversations and studies of God's Word with you as we've gotten to work through some of your books in the past. So we're excited to talk about your role as a professor of theology at Concordia University, St. Paul, and how you get to interact with church work students in their formation there as well. Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Mark Cushman. He's Vice President of Faith and Ministry, the Theology Department Chair, and Chief Mission Officer at Concordia University, St. Paul. Dr. Cushman, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Andy and Sarah. Appreciate it.
Dr. Cushman, what do you love about what you get to do every day at Concordia University, St. Paul?
Well, actually, just earlier this morning, I finished teaching a class with some of our students, and it was their capstone class for commission ministry. So students who next year will be going out on their internship. And what was really wonderful and just so much fun to be a part of the experience was seeing them connect the biblical knowledge that they learned in classes that Dr. Lessing teaches and Dr. Kendall Davis, our New Testament scholar, and then also the systematic work that's done by Dr. Holman, one of our faculty here, connecting the confessions and the scriptures to the practical and everyday, and just being with the students and that really critical intersection between how do we connect then, not just with people who might be lifelong Lutherans or lifelong Christians, but also we've got students who are really excited and interested about serving in a whole host of different ministry and mission settings and really sharing the Christian gospel much, much broader and beyond. And so that's exciting to see their energy, their enthusiasm, to hear them share about their journey, but especially as they then start to think through and articulate that Christian faith in a way that is so relevant and real to the people around them.
Dr. Lessing, what about you? What do you love about what you get to do at Concordia St. Paul?
I would echo what Dr. Cushman said. Oftentimes, I find myself over Christmas break or Thanksgiving break or even our summer vacation is actually missing the students. And I enjoy interacting with them. As Dr. Cushman said, just seeing them discovering the power of the gospel and how that relates to their lives and the lives of all people on the planet. I would say that the students that we have, by and large, are very inquisitive. They're pretty high energy. They want to learn, and they really want to serve Christ in the church, and as Dr. Cushman said, out into the world. So in Hebrew, if you say something three times, it's called a super superlative, like holy, holy, holy. So I would say students, students, students.
That's fantastic.
I also love the fact that Dr. Lessing talks about how our students are high energy, which they are, but that's also because they have high energy faculty like Dr. Lessing, who very much engage and excite and inspire our students.
That we can attest to that fact too, having had Dr. Lessing on. And we've had conversations with you, Dr. Lessing, about your books. Obviously, Hebrew is something that you enjoy. What would you consider your area of expertise, or your favorite part of area of theology to study?
I would say as it relates to the students that we have here at CSP is the missional thrust of the Old Testament. Many of our students have never even heard all those words in the same sentence. And it's wonderful to open up the Hebrew scriptures and talk about God's promise to Abraham that in him all the families of the earth will be blessed. That's already in Genesis 12. And just tracking that missional heart of God throughout Genesis through Malachi is very engaging for me.
Dr. Cushman, what about you? What would you consider your area of expertise, your favorite part of theology to study?
I'm most excited about the dynamic between law and gospel theology. And in particular, how to strengthen our gospel proclamation. I find this even as a preacher, sometimes it's easy to come up with both examples and illustrations that highlight the law pretty well. And then we maybe oftentimes default to, but Jesus died for your sins, or something pretty standard, typical like that. And so really finding ways, examples and illustrations and biblical metaphors to use, I really emphasize the ways in which God's redeeming work connects us in a really moving, powerful way. It really excites me. Related to that, my PhD is in religion in the city. And so my whole interest initially in being a faculty, theology faculty here in Concordia University of St. Paul has been its location in the city, being in a multi-ethnic, dynamic urban context. I served previously as a pastor in North County, St. Louis at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran, did a lot of hands-on pastoral ministry in an urban congregation, and navigated a whole host of different community dynamics, sometimes political, sometimes social, and how do you show up in a pastoral way and a Christian way as a congregation to those settings. And so being able to be here in the Twin Cities has been an exciting part of my work, and wanting students to feel the full engagement, as Dr. Lessing said, you know, that missional thrust of the Old Testament and the New Testament also, certainly. And then how do we really help students live that out and lean into it in the work that they do here? So guiding them through that process truly excites me.
What, Dr. Cushman, what are the church work programs at Concordia University St. Paul that you get to interact with?
Yeah, great question. So we have two pre-seminary programs. We have the pre-pastoral program, of which we've, under Dr. Lessing's leadership, has truly flourished. We have over 40 students in the pre-pastoral program. We have a pre-deaconess program. So both of those programs work to prepare students for pastoral ministry or diaconal ministry. And then we have the Director of Christian Education program. We have the Director of Christian Outreach. We're the only Concordia that offers that DCO program for Christian Outreach. Students usually in that program can choose to go internationally or kind of doing national outreach ministry. So it's exciting to see students go both of those options. We also have Director of Parish Music, and we have a growing Lutheran Classroom Teacher program.
How do you get to interact with the students in that long list of church work formation programs?
Yeah, that's great. One of the main ways in which I interact with them now is more in a mentoring capacity. So I came in 2015 as a theology faculty, and at that point, I had, all my time was in the classroom teaching these courses on gospel theology, and then a lot of mission-related courses. And now my role in administration has really been kind of guiding, supporting faculty and staff and all the program directors for each of these programs. So that's my primary work at this point, is supporting the faculty and staff to do this. But like I said, this morning I had a chance to be in our capstone class, and I really intentionally try to connect with each of our students throughout the semester to mentor and encourage them. I find that young people, regardless of the profession they're going into, really benefit and are looking for encouragement and to kind of be tapped on the shoulder every once in a while and say, hey, I was thinking of you, and here's a really fascinating article that I know aligns with what your interest is. And so for me, that really kind of sustains me and is a real heart that I have for teaching. Administration is fun in its own way, but it's administration. And so I think teaching is where the action's at.
Dr. Lessing, what about you? How do you get to interact with all of the different theology students, the church work students?
I would say that several of the classes I always teach on campus, including Old Testament and a class called Biblical Interpretation, is going to expose me to all of the church work students, because they all have to come through Old Testaments and principles of biblical interpretation. As director of the pre-seminary program, I get to see our pre-seminary students on a regular basis, not only meeting one-on-one, but doing seminars, and attending different events. In fact, just last night, we had Dr. Andy Seidman, who is a longtime professor at Concordia Chicago, now emeritus, lead our pre-seminary students in a discussion on the Greek Old Testament. So we have a wide variety of events and opportunities, especially, under my jurisdiction on pre-seminary students, to interact academically and certainly spiritually and socially. I have them all over to my house once a year, and we love to do things socially, just get to know each other as well.
Dr. Cushman, what kinds of experiences can students at Concordia St. Paul expect? Let's talk about spiritual life first. What are those experiences that students will have regarding their spiritual life on campus?
That's an excellent question. One that I'm really excited to say has really flourished in recent years. So we have daily chapel every day at 11 o'clock, and that continues to be, I think, the heartbeat of the spiritual life of campus and kind of bringing people every day to worship and to hear God's word spoken and shared to them. So that's a key piece of it. Every evening we have, as many of the Concordias do, a whole host of wonderful Bible studies, small groups, and kind of specific focuses. You know, some are more mission focused gatherings in the evening. And I think that's been really great. So every evening also there are ministry opportunities for students to grow in their faith. We have a student led group, which has been quite fun, called Appetizers and Theologianizers. They came up with a name and started it, and they do theology, oftentimes the Book of Concord. A couple of pre-sem students started this with lots and lots of appetizers. And it's been fun, and it's not just the pre-sem kids who show up for that. I mean, it's really been an exciting thing. They give away books. And so we try to also, you know, we take theology very seriously and academic work. They hear me frequently emphasizing their classwork as the priority, but they also really are able to have quite a bit of fun. I lead a group of students. It's not just our church work students, so it includes many. On Monday night, we go to a local coffee shop, and we always do some type of theological readings. And it's just a different space, different atmosphere, and it's quite fun and gets students out in the community. Being in an urban context like that really allows for kind of that enjoyment of the neighborhood community that's right around the campus. And so it's a pretty lively place and interaction then with students.
I'm curious to know, what is the most popular appetizer at Appetizers and Theologianizers?
That's great. I think at least in October, it's usually like bratwurst or something. They do these bratwursts on a stick. I'm not kidding.
That's a legit appetizer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're college students.
So there are certainly plenty of opportunities to strengthen them and support them spiritually, academically, and socially as well. It sounds like, you know, the interaction they have certainly is beneficial as well, and those opportunities outside of the classroom. Anything you want to add to that in terms of the student experience for Concordia University St. Paul students, Dr. Cushman?
Yeah, I think, again, the real benefit of being at Concordia St. Paul is, I think, the broader interaction students will have with the entire campus. You know, we're a very large Lutheran university. We're very excited about that. There are numerous opportunities on the faith and faith formation, as we talked about. But I think also we talk a lot about the Lutheran understanding of vocation. And that really finds its way, again, not just in church work programs, but in all of our programs. And then we add a little Minnesota flair to that as well. So we've had this really fun and popular ski trip. We'll go up north because, you know, we're from Hardy, Minnesota, and I love my winter sports. And I think Dr. Lessing does too. And even if you don't like the winter, once you come to Concordia St. Paul, you will learn to love the winter. So we'll take students and we'll go skiing. But then we also talk about vocation. And again, it's not just for church work students who are included in this. And it's, you know, those types of events. One time we hosted, all the Concordias rotate hosting Beautiful Feet, which is a missions conference. That's usually in the fall. Usually it's October or November. And this is a couple of years ago when we hosted, and we had snow. And so it was great seeing all these other, I mean, snow in October, and, you know, some people had never seen snow. And so it was really exciting. So those are maybe kind of like some fun dynamics of the area that we have that we lean into. But what from a student perspective, what they can find here are faculty in all of their courses who are Christian, who love them, who care for them, who put them first. And really, we emphasize that desire for them to grow academically, but then also in the broader aspect, so that they really have that kind of a holistic view of life, which I'm finding is very much what young people today are really looking for. We live in a very fragmented world. There's a lot of either hurt or pain, or just obviously there's a lot of brokenness because of sin in our world. And we at Concordia St. Paul are able to offer a way for healing and hope and restoration in the Christian gospel.
We are in our Set Apart to Serve conversation today, talking with friends at Concordia University St. Paul about church work formation and the student experience. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment, right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in our Set Apart to Serve conversation, talking with Dr. Reed Blessing and Dr. Mark Cushman at Concordia University St. Paul, learning about the student experience in church worker formation at Concordia University St. Paul. Dr. Cushman, what would you say to a parent who is sending their child and contemplating sending their child off to college, you know, that first year of college, and maybe being anxious about their student leaving home, but they're on that path to church worker formation? What do you want them to know? What do you want that parent to know?
Yeah, Concordia St. Paul, like all of our Concordias, really cares deeply for all of our students. And so I think what all of the Concordias offer is this real sense of finding a groundedness in this college journey with Christian faculty and staff who care for them. And Concordia St. Paul excels at this. And I'm really excited to be part of a team that really takes that seriously. And I think that can create quite a bit of a relief for parents who really want their young men and women to really thrive in college. I know there is a perception, and I even spoke about this. I did several sessions this summer at the National Youth Gathering, a perception just in general about college that, you know, there was a students came to that, and then also parents, many, many parents actually came to that one. And the perception is that, you know, my students might lose their faith in college or be exposed to things that really challenge them. And I've actually found over and over again that it's been the opposite. That actually students really grow in their faith because they've never had an Old Testament course taught by Reverend Dr. Lessing yet. I mean, truly, like, college gives you is a chance to really delve deeply into theology in a way that is typically not experienced by most young people. And so our church work students really see that and grow very deep in their faith and can ask all the questions they've ever thought or wondered or been worried about before and have very knowledgeable experts in the field who can answer those questions for them. And even on outside of theology, all the other academic disciplines, navigating all of the contentious questions of the day, to be able to do that with faithful Christian faculty makes all the difference. And that's something that Concordia St. Paul continually delivers.
As one of those faithful Christian faculty, Dr. Lessing, do you have anything to add to that answer?
Yeah, in terms of parents sending their children off to college, I would certainly underscore what Dr. Cushman said. And I would also add that at least in our setting, we're in an inner city neighborhood, right? Almost smack dab right between downtown Minneapolis, downtown St. Paul. We're in a very safe environment, and we treasure that. We work hard to keep our students safe physically, right? And so they can enjoy the beauty and the riches of the Twin Cities and know that their child or their children are actually safe, being cared for, obviously, emotionally, spiritually, but also just in their general well-being and safety in a very large metropolitan area. And I'd also underscore that in terms of, maybe we're going to get to this, but we are just delighted this early part of 2020, to announce to the church that students, when they come to CSP in the church work program, they also don't need to be worried about tuition debt, because all of the programs that Dr. Cushman mentioned earlier, all those students beginning this fall, 2026, will have zero tuition. So that relieves that burden as well. And we're very excited about that. And we're very thankful for generous donors who make that possible.
Dr. Cushman, would you like to talk about more of those benefits that church worker formation students have at Concordia St. Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've talked a lot about, I think, the faculty, the setting, the curriculum. All those things have really been the focal point under President Friedrich's leadership that we really emphasize and really knock out of the park as an institution. And then the other real tremendous blessing that we have, as Dr. Lessing just shared, is the zero tuition for all of our church work programs. We feel that we can make a real difference for our church and for young people and also help alleviate concerns that parents might have or young people themselves have about going to college by making college as affordable as possible. We're devoting real dollars to it. It is not without a lot of sacrifice and intentional university planning and prioritization to ensure that we can make this affordable with the zero tuition. So that's a real key piece of our approach towards church work formation here at Concordia St. Paul. And we're very, very excited to be able to offer that to all the programs, the pre-pastoral program, and then now also all the commission ministry programs and the Lutheran Classroom Teacher program.
Dr. Lessing, what would you say you've seen parents or congregations or Lutheran schools doing that are helping prepare children for moving on to Concordia University St. Paul and church work formation? What are we doing as parents and congregations and schools that are helping prepare them for a future in church work?
Yeah, wonderful question. And a few things come to mind. First of all, the National Youth Gathering, right? If any of our listeners were a part of, or they sent kids to New Orleans this past summer, that's a wonderful place for young people to get a vision of the broader church. They get to meet, you know, representatives from both seminaries and our five Concordias. So that's a wonderful place for young people to catch a vision of the power of the gospel and wanting to devote their lives to its spread and its teaching. Along with that, right, both of our seminaries have events every summer on their campuses that encourage students to consider a church work vocation for their life. So I'm sure that everyone in the LCMS applauds those programs as well. Vocatio for the St. Louis Seminary and Fort Wayne Seminary has their events that has been going on now for about 30 years, right? So apart from both of those kind of synodical events, certainly the best thing the church workers can do, whether pastors or commissioned church workers, is to have their eyes and ears and hearts open toward young people in their midst that they really believe have the gifts, the spiritual depth, and really the vision to pursue this, and then encourage them, write them notes, pray for them, try and connect with them, maybe one-on-one or a group. But those are three things that I'm sure a lot of people are aware of. I would just continue to lift those up.
Dr. Cushman, what kind of encouragement do you have for congregations and families and schools and students to consider this culture of church work formation, to embrace this mindset of encouraging young people to consider church work?
Yeah, I am so excited about the ways in which we can encourage young people to engage and participate. And so my response always is like, let's just start inviting young people. Two things. So, I mean, I have three kids, middle school age, and they love being on campus. I mean, they love being in our campus in the kind of its urban city context too, right? And so I think let's get kids, whether they're in grade school or in high school, they can come to Dr. Lessing's Center for Biblical Studies events if you're here local, or you can attend on Zoom. I mean, truly, the way to get people excited about ministry and serving the church is to start to see it. And I contend that every high schooler is able to kind of be pushed and encouraged to think at a college level about faith and theology in the scriptures. And so we offer tons of opportunities for that. And I really do give an offer out to our congregations and to our listeners here that take us up on it. Come and visit our campus. We host events on campus. We host confirmation retreats. And I think that's a really great way to connect. For those who are currently serving in the church as pastors and DCEs and all the commission ministry roles and as Lutheran teachers, I think involving young people to have them do neat things with you really connects a lot. I love having my kids join me for various church-like things. Even if I'm going to go out on a visit or if I'm going to do a mission event, that they feel a part of it. And that just helps them see the Christian church in action. And the more that they're involved, the more they'll consider and be interested in future church work for themselves or simply becoming very involved as a lay man or a lay woman in the congregation. And so I think the more that we can help young people feel very much a part of the congregation, it will serve the Set Apart to Serve movement really, really well. And I really continue to applaud the efforts of that initiative to really strengthen this call for church workers across the synod.
Dr. Lessing, any encouragement to us as well as to congregations and families and schools, how we can continue strengthening this culture of church worker recruitment and formation?
Yeah, well, I'm not obviously aware of all of the resources provided by Set Apart to Serve. I am aware that they have a lot of resources that will help the congregations, families, even, to encourage small children when they're 4, 5, 6, and 7. So I would point our listeners to Set Apart to Serve on the LCMS website and just look at the plethora of well-thought-out, well-crafted, well-written resources that are already making a difference. And the more we get people using these resources, the better it will be for recruitment for the next generation of church workers.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Reed Lessing, Professor of Theology and Ministry, Director of the Pre-Seminary Program, and Director of the Center for Biblical Studies at Concordia University, St. Paul. Dr. Lessing, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Andy and Sarah.
And the Reverend Dr. Mark Cushman, Vice President of Faith and Ministry, Theology Department Chair, and Chief Mission Officer for Concordia University, St. Paul. Dr. Cushman, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you both so very much. Pleasure to be here.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. And from there, you can get to a lot of the church work programs at our Concordia universities, including Concordia University, St. Paul. It has been fun talking about Set Apart to Serve and these church work formation programs today. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.